Now to our weekly feature, Political Corner. NPR's Juan Williams and our insiders have the latest from the nation's capital. Juan.
We're joined today by Professor Ron Walters. He's a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. He was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaigns for president. Also with us today from Philadelphia, Reverend Joseph Watkins. Reverend Watkins is the pastor of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia, but he's also a political pro. Reverend Watkins was an advisor to President Bush's 2004 campaign. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be with you, Juan.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with the abortion debate. The Supreme Court won't tackle this issue regarding some aspects of parental notification until the fall. It's not exactly about parental notification, but provisions under the laws of parental notification. For example, what about if a young woman has a health problem? And also, what kind of challenges should be allowed to the abortion laws? Now, Reverend Watkins, this reintroduces abortion into the political mix. And will that help Republicans going toward midterm elections next year?
I think it does help Republicans, Juan, because this is a faith and a values issue. And it allows for Republicans to talk to people who have strong faith or a strong set of values to hear what they're saying. And this president, of course, has been very, very strong, very firm, very consistent in his stance as a pro-life person, as somebody who believes and supports the sanctity of life. And a number of candidates that are running for office this year and next year, of course, certainly have the same stance. It's a tough one for Democrats because they've been running from this. They've got a candidate next year who is pro-life, who'll be running statewide in Pennsylvania. But for the most part, this has been a very, very hard one for Democrats. And especially when you talk about the values issues, abortion falls squarely in the values camp. And it's going to be interesting to see how Democrats deal with it.
And you're thinking that that values issue is one that has attracted the black church community to the Republican Party, to President Bush.
Absolutely. When you talk about issues like gay marriage or abortion, African Americans who are faith-based people tend to be in support of that.
Reverend Walters, so how will the Democrats deal with this issue? Can they reframe it so that we're having arguments about protecting women's rights, or is it, in fact, a slippery slope for Democratic candidates?
Well, Juan, I haven't become a reverend yet, but I'm on the way. Well, I think you're right, Juan, and I also agree to some extent with Reverend Watkins on this question, because the key here is you see Hillary Clinton beginning a very interesting sort of dance into the middle on the question of abortion. And I think that what she is aware of is the fact that even though this issue is, in terms of America, slightly pro-choice, it's a piece of red meat for a politician like Karl Rove. I think if he's able to do with this issue what he did with gay marriage, I think the Democrats are going to be a distinct disadvantage. Final thing I'll say about it, I think that the Democrats still have an opening. When you look at the debate that's going on in the Congress right now over stem cells, if the Democrats are able to reframe this debate so that they put the Republicans on the defensive with respect to the issue of stem cells, I think they come out at least splitting the difference.
Let me ask you something. When it comes to abortion, what is opinion, public opinion, hold in the black community and the Latino community?
When it comes to Hispanics, because they're Catholic, the sentiment has been slightly pro-life. African-Americans are slightly pro-choice. In that sense, they mirror the rest of the nation.
Reverend Watkins, let's turn to the filibuster issue here in Washington. The bipartisan agreement that was reached earlier this week to defuse, you know, potential showdown over the elimination of the filibuster, do you think that was a wise move for the Republicans?
Of course. At the same time, it does leave in limbo a couple of others. William Myers, he's the former solicitor of the Interior Department, Henry Sod. He's the former Michigan appeals court judge, are left in limbo still by this. You know, in politics, Juan, we all know that it's hard to get everything you want. I mean, for the most part, when you are dealing at this level in politics, well, in any level in politics, so much of it is compromise. And compromise always leaves, just doesn't give you everything that you want. And in a perfect world, of course, every single person who is nominated would have a chance to be to have an up or down vote. Would just be accorded that fairness and due process. But nonetheless, I see this as some progress. I mean, it's good that we were able to get through Priscilla Owen and Janice Rogers Brown and William Pryor.
Well, what do you think? I was going to call you Reverend Watkins again. What do you think, Professor Walters, about the idea that you get a Janice Rogers Brown, an African-American, but a woman who is opposed to affirmative action, a woman who has been very hard on employees when it comes to corporate cases? When you're getting candidates like that through, where does that leave blacks and Latinos on Capitol Hill? They're looks like they don't have much leverage to do anything with regard to these nominees.
Well, I think you're right. I think this has taken away a lot of that leverage because they did have, I think, coming up to this point, a lot of leverage on the process. But the moderates stepped in and it took it away. And so I think that they're the losers in this. I think I don't know where they go now with respect to the rest of the nominees for the federal bench or even for the Supreme Court.
Well, why do you say that the black politicians in Washington had some leverage over the process but don't have any leverage with the moderates who now control the process?
Primarily because the moderates are comprised of both Democrats and Republicans. They're the ones that are going to define what are special circumstances. They're the ones who are going to define when and if the filibuster is going to be used. And so a lot of the pressure and the power that was being exhibited outside in terms of riling up the American people has now moved right inside the Senate to the moderates.
All right. Professor Ron Walters, of course, a professor of political science at the University of Maryland, one day maybe a reverend, but not right now. And Reverend Joseph Watkins of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Every week you'll hear from NPR's Juan Williams and some Washington insiders right here on our Political Corner.